the Nobel Prize in Literature was announced this morning, and if you were betting on the heavy favorite, Haruki Murakami, you lost. In a real surprise, the prize went to the French writer Patrick Modiano, whose many novels explore themes of memory, loss, and identity during the Nazi occupation of Paris. Peter Englund, permanent secretary of the Swedish Academy, calls Modiano a modern Proust, a master of the art of memory.
He has evoked the most ungraspable human destinies and uncovered the life world of the occupation.
One of the NPR books editors, Petra Mayer, is with us to answer probably the most important question about Patrick Modiano. Who is he?
Yeah, that's the question everybody was asking this morning. He's not very well known in the States, but he is a big deal in France. The journal France Today actually calls him a literary giant. He was born in 1945, just after the end of the Second World War. That's really the event that informs most of his writing, and particularly the occupation of Paris, which he has called the soil I grew up in. His parents actually met during the occupation. His mother was a Belgian actress, and his father was an Italian Jew who had ties to both the Gestapo and to organized crime. In fact, he didn't even have to wear the infamous yellow star that marked out Jews in occupied countries. So Modiano published his first novel in 1967. He was just 22, and it's called La Place de l'Étoile, which is a reference to both the place in Paris and to the yellow star worn by the Jews. And supposedly his father was actually so angry about the book that he tried to buy up all the copies in existence to stop it from being distributed.
Well, the story about this author is a story in and of itself. And so obviously part of what propels him as an author is that he did not get along with his parents.
Doesn't seem like he did, no. His mother was frequently away on tour. She was an actress. He once described her, actually, supposedly, as having a heart so cold, her pet lapdog committed suicide by jumping out a window. Yeah. And his father also is often described as having, quote, shady dealings with the occupation forces. So Modiano actually cut his father out of his life when he was about 17, though many of his books are devoted to him. It's weird. He's sort of equally fascinated and repulsed by his parents and by their lives during the occupation. He calls that time a dunghill and quote, a bizarre time when people who should never have met did meet and by chance produced a child. But it is the period that he writes about, and he spent, you know, decades just sorting through his feelings about it over and over and over in his work.
And now people will be running to see it. But did anyone see this coming?
Not really, no. I mean, the one thing that you can expect from the Nobel Prize Committee is that they'll surprise us. There's been a lot of reporting today about Ladbrokes, the British betting firm. They had Haruki Murakami as the favorite at 4-1. He was tied with the Kenyan writer Ngugi Wa Thiong'o. I actually kind of feel bad for Murakami. He's like the Susan Lucci of the Nobels. He's been the favorite for like a decade and he never wins.
Well, so people who now want to be fans, has Modiano's work been translated into English? Where should you start if you want to know him?
Well, some of his stuff is in English, some of it. He's not real keen on his early works. He told France Today that it's, quote, not that I don't like them, but I don't recognize myself anymore. It's like an old actor watching himself as a young leading man. Mm. When Peter Englund, who was the permanent secretary of the Swedish Academy, when he was discussing the award this morning, he recommended Missing Person, which won a big literary prize in France when it came out in 1976. Modiano sometimes works in this detective fiction genre, and Missing Person actually features a detective who lost his memory during the occupation, and he sort of ends up traveling the world for years afterwards trying to piece himself back together. So that's pretty much every theme in Modiano's work right there: memory, identity, loss, the occupation. The other interesting thing about his books, actually, is that there are more than 30 of them, but they're really pretty short. Here's a fun quote from Englund again.
You can read him easily, one of his books, in the afternoon, have a dinner and read another one in the evening.
So I'd be really surprised now if more of them weren't translated. And because it won't take you that long, I highly recommend people go out and read Missing Person.
You can spend an afternoon and an evening and know him.
Exactly.
Petra Mayer, an editor with NPR Books, on a name many will now become familiar with, Patrick Modiano, this year's winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature. Petra, thanks so much.
My pleasure.